Hey guys, this is Dan Whalen. Thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. Coming up next is episode 54, which was taped on October 2nd, 2012, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This week, unfortunately, Adam was not able to join us. He was recovering from the Minnesota Renaissance Festival and all of the singing that he did with the Court Revelers. Huzzah. So, filling in for him this week, we had our producer, Katie, which you've seen her on the show, Katie Shea Robertson. Great to have her as a co-host. Always chatty, always ready to fill stuff in. And joining Katie and myself this week, we had Ben Rogers visiting from North Dakota, and we had James Wheeler back in the studio with us. And it was really, really great. We were all in sync the entire night. It was a great conversation. But before we get to that, a couple things that I need to plug. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of our guests, an archive of all of our episodes, plus bonus tracks, including mic checks and games that we play after the show. Second, you can find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Twitter, at Buffer Podcast. Please follow us. If you follow us, you'll get updates about our website, as well as iTunes, postings, things like that, fun articles that we find. Check it out. So yeah, that's everything that I have, so enjoy episode 54.
It's kind of like the joke that you know you should make because someone has just lofted it right there. Just set it for you to spike. And then you're kind of like, no. No, it's too good. Let's just let that fall. I think that'll hit the top of the net.
Everyone will
still get the point.
That's what I go for. But you know, this is actually the perfect time to start the episode.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Yep.
James, Ben, thank you for being on the show for episode 54.
Thanks.
In the Wheels Brewing Co. studio, newly named in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I mean, Ben, you came from, Jamestown.
Jamestown, North Dakota.
Oh.
On your way through to
Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and Nina, then back to Oshkosh, and then probably across, then Jamestown again.
Road trip.
And how? I mean, are you trying to get back on Monday or what's the span?
Well, right now I'm probably going to come in tomorrow. So tomorrow's Wednesday. I'll be in there, and I will leave on Monday, spend a night in La Crosse, and head right back. So notification from work for me.
Awesome. Well, it's first episode, so before we hop into anything else, what are you watching right now? What are you listening to? Like, what services do you use? Do you use Pandora, Netflix?
Okay, yeah, I do use Pandora. I do use Netflix. I do use vinyl records.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty reliable for me.
Stream that.
Well, I mean, they do have the turntables that have a USB plug-in at this point where you can just go to town and take that vinyl sound and put it on your computer if you want to.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. And
it really is.
It's a lot. I'll take the pressure when I move of just carrying that much more weight around with me mm-hmm. for the sound quality. All right.
An agreement.
They shake hands. Doctor.
So then on Netflix, what are you watching right now?
Netflix, I'm a few episodes from finished the second season of The Walking Dead. Finished the latest Doctor Who on Netflix.
Excellent.
For that, just continuing the sci-fi kick, which is a lot of what I watch right now.
Mm-hmm.
When You're in good company.
When I have the time to watch it, I do.
Nice. And then, I mean, for Pandora, what's your go-to station?
Oh, the time I listen to Pandora would be at work, and that depends on what kind of mood I'm feeling for the day. If I want to really do some quick page design, get pumped up, it's the Hold Steady station on Pandora.
James is just silently agreeing the entire time, which you can chip in if you want to. This isn't just a one-person interview at this
point.
Have
a verbal fist bump.
It's beautiful. I don't. Like, I just want to like shake my head. I could say ditto a bunch.
Word.
Yeah, I watch a lot of sci-fi on Netflix, and I watch BBC on Netflix, and I like the whole steady. Pandora. I was like, yeah, okay, all right.
I did happen to catch a show this summer. It's the only other really vacation I took, but saving up some PTO to use at my discretion later. But I did score tickets to the Hold Steady in Fargo. And
that's awesome. That's so awesome.
Did you see him at Rock the Garden?
No.
No.
I didn't get Rock the Garden tickets. I don't want to talk about it. It's too painful.
That's pretty much the only concert I'm going to take in this summer, though. So where I'm from and what comes in Fargo at the time, it's still a pretty long drive for me. So I'll make it something good like the Hold Steady and come back for weddings and such.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So without extending it, you know, so other than sci-fi and the Hold Steady, James, what about you?
Well, since I'm a child of the 90s for Pandora, I only have a couple big stations, and I've been trying to supplement all of the things by adding additional bands and trying to make it basically my ideal alternative rock radio. So
right.
I have one station that's Rev 105 for all the Minneapolis listeners, which was a alternative about five steps removed from Love 105 that we have now. And then and that's a little bit more kind of Ben Folds-y alternative type of thing.
That
and
would
then,
be the second right. station
like
at work.
And then, yeah, Rev 105 back okay. in the day. It was around the same time as 93.7 The Edge, which is my other most listened to, which is more kind of alternative rock, Nirvana,
God, Foo I remember
Fighters,
The Edge.
Pixies. Yeah, which is wonderful. 90s and then movie. I have a couple, one classical and one... One that's like Charlotte Gainsbourg and Sean Lennon and a bunch of kind of ambient things.
Right.
And then Netflix and Hulu.
I mean, are you revved up for anything that's coming out as new content that's immediate to Hulu since you're...
Yeah. We were talking about that earlier a little bit before we started taping. And I've been really impressed, actually. I mean, the last episode I was on... we talked about Lilyhammer, which is horrid for Netflix exclusive content. But I mean, really, the first one that I heard about on Hulu was the man in the booth or the booth at the end or something like that. I can't remember, but it's basically kind of like this devil character.
Yeah.
People come and sit and like make a deal with them and things like that. But they've been diversifying. There's this new one called The Promise. And I was saying that I really think that I like that they're expanding genres a little bit. And then, you know, there's the usual on Hulu. So, you know, watch The Office, watch Parks and Rec. I really like the exclusive one that they did, the political show. And I'm not going to be able to remember the name of it, but I've watched like all, you know, 14 episodes of it or whatever. And
oh,
the newsroom?
No. It's basically about a campaign.
Yeah.
What was it? Is it called The Campaign? Isn't there?
It might
no,
be
that
called...
was a movie. That was a movie. I lied.
It's something like that. I don't know. We put it in the liner notes of the episode about how James has watched all these stupid episodes, and but it's kind of that kind of reality, you know, kind of three camera, you know, kind of like The Office or Parks and Rec, kind of following them around.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a little disclaimer at the end, like this would not be possible without this, you know, fake senator letting us follow them around during this campaign, and it's been pretty good. And unlike some of the other exclusive generated content on Hulu and Netflix, it's actually pretty decent acting, you know.
Oh,
it feels a lot like, you know, like any Aaron Sorkin type of show. Lots of walk and talk and things like that. But yeah, I've enjoyed that a lot. And then, you know, there's the Downton Abbey and, you know, all of the loveliness that BBC brings to all streaming.
Katie, since you're usually playing producer rather than co-hosting, what about you? Since we haven't had you talking about what you've been watching or listening to?
Well, on Netflix, I have pretty strictly been watching How I Met Your Mother, because I realized there were all these holes in the information that I had, because I just really sporadically watched, and I suddenly didn't know what was going on. So I just committed to sitting down and watching every single episode. So I'm now on, like, halfway through season 3 or something. And then... I actually just watched the first 2 episodes of Firefly, so
I am struggling. I am struggling to get through the first episode of Firefly.
Just do it.
I don't know what it is.
So much happened.
And then watch all of the rest of the episodes, and then watch it all again.
And watch. And the movie's pretty good too.
Yeah,
Serenity.
I remember.
Don't cry.
No, I just remember Wheels' company had done a lot of promotion in the Twin Cities area, so I have a Serenity. I think I had a Serenity t-shirt for a while and didn't really know what it was tied to.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, oh, free shirt. Okay.
That
thanks,
means
Dad.
Something.
But I've really been struggling to get through that first episode because it's just so dense.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. Just like,
mm-hmm. It felt like a good 3 episodes of any other show.
Right.
You know, it was long, although it didn't. Like, if you look at the time, it feels longer than it actually is, but I think by the end, I was way more into it, because at the beginning, like, the first 20-ish minutes, I was just like,
I need time to digest.
Yeah, I'm like, should I just pause this and go get an apple or something? But I was like, no, I'm gonna get through it. I need to get through it. I've heard this is good, and I want to believe everybody, so
got can't be liars now.
I know, I just come to the podcast and I'm just like, so I watched all of Firefly and I hate it. Everyone's just like, get out.
You don't
You're
like
done
Clue?
Here. Yeah, exactly. That would be a problem, although I would totally not fault them if there was a Tim Curry-related problem.
Yeah.
So.
I would fault you for your distaste of Whedon. There are many things, including Serenity, that Joss Whedon Whedons. A character or other things. That's how I refer to it. But
mm-hmm.
Firefly is not one of those things. It's gorgeous and I want more so bad. It makes me sad.
I'm liking it so far. So
I never got into, he did Buffy too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I never got into Buffy at all.
I like Buffy.
and Dollhouse too. Never mm-hmm. got into that one.
Tempted, yeah. But never got into that one.
And am I missing one that he did?
Recently, Avengers. He did the Avengers.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
Firefly. I mean, those are the big ones.
Like the Buffy fan.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, but you can't. Serenity was too good to touch. So.
Firefly was just so good, and Buffy actually, I didn't watch until it was almost the last season, and my friend had the first 2 seasons that he lent me.
Mm-hmm.
That, mind you, this is probably 8 to 10 years ago. I literally sat down and watched the entire first and second season over the course of a weekend.
Huh.
I'm not afraid to admit that. And then and then proceeded to go out and co-purchase season 3 and 4 with my friends so that we could sit down and I could continue watching Buffy. It's that, yeah.
Josh Whedon has that effect that no matter what he writes, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an ensemble writer.
Yeah, I mean, it's just great. He's great at character development, and that's why The Avengers was the greatest superhero movie of all time.
Well, technically, one thing you could throw in is Dr. Horrible's sing-along blog. That's another.
I do remember that one, but yes. I haven't watched that one on Netflix yet.
I used to just listen to it when I was working without even watching it because it was that good.
I ripped the audio tracks off of that, so I just had like a makeshift CD.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, I just want to listen to a couple songs now.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's pieces that I really wanted to see, I would just like, okay, I gotta put my AutoCAD down, I gotta put whatever is going on down and just watch that. Like the entire last sequence was when they're walking through in slow-mo and he's
right.
singing,
yeah.
you know, and all the cowboys are like going in slow-mo and then he
and then
walks
all of a
in, he puts
like,
down
really
his,
catches up.
Yeah. So funny. My French.
I love movie slow-mo because mm-hmm. it's just like sometimes like one of the biggest things for that was what Pearl Jam's Jeremy where everyone's perfectly still and there's that one arm that's
yeah.
like just keeps like dropping down then mm-hmm. up they're trying to correct it and they just can't do it. It's just like this
yeah.
weird anomaly for it. And then even with Dr. Horrible it's just the cowboys are kind of like going slow then all of a sudden they speed up really fast.
Yeah. It's so good. And that reprise at the end is just...
It's good.
It's so good. It's so good. This is... welcome to the Joss Whedon podcast. This is 4 people sitting around gushing over Joss Whedon for at least 10 minutes.
Wasn't that long, was it?
No, not yet.
We're
got time. We got time.
5 to 7.
Cool. So Joss Whedon, awesome. Agreed.
Yeah, we streamed stuff.
And he's also working on another show now.
Yeah, he's working on developing S.H.I.E.L.D. for television,
right.
which
yes.
is going to be independent of the Avengers film. But then he's also signed on for Avengers 2.
Whoop,
so I'm very excited about that. Actually, another ensemble show that I'm not watching via streaming, but my girlfriend and I decided that we were going to start from the beginning and watch all the way through is Friends. I haven't watched Friends also in, I love Friends when it was on. I bought all the seasons. I have all 10 seasons on DVD. And we started watching it. It's ridiculously funny. Like, it's one of those shows that sometimes you go back to old sitcoms and you're like, this is really dated and dumb. And granted, all of the, very high-waisted women's jeans and, you know, Chandler and Joey wearing a lot of vests and sweaters that are just atrocious or just wildly oversized shirts, things like that. But season two of Friends may be the best season of any sitcom ever.
How many?
I will put it in the top five.
How many times during show do you think problems could have been solved if cell phones had been more popular?
Because
that's the thing that I'm discovering more often is that, like, I've been watching Daria a lot recently.
Yeah,
it's just like,
that.
Oh, the girls are trapped on top of the school during a hurricane. Well, why don't you just call their cell phone? Oh, I'm okay. Okay.
Yeah, like when Chandler gets caught in the phone booth or the ATM vestibule.
Yes, yes.
With Jill Goodacre and nobody understands what he's saying except for Joey. But yeah, it was like, and then there's like a payphone in there, and it's like, oh yeah, I think she actually has a cell phone in that episode, and it's like he lets her use. And granted, it's huge,
yeah,
ginormous.
It's the brick,
but. But yeah, now of course every time I watch, I'm going to be like, I could just have a cell phone.
The modern Marvel is just like, you know, if this happened now, it'd just be solved like this.
Yeah.
Which is why sitcoms, you know, not as good, right? No.
I'm sorry, you mentioned How I Met Your Mother before.
Yeah.
And that's a great sitcom. That's one of the few
just thinking of like all the crappy ones that I've witnessed this fall, and I'm just like, okay.
That was one of them last year that my buddy made me sit through and watch, and he had, like in your situation, you know, of Buffy the Vampire Slayer. He had a certain number of seasons, and then, yeah, we kind of went in and bought the new one, like, the day it came out. So we could sit down over the course of a weekend and, you know, drink 30 beers and watch How I Met Your Mother.
Perfect.
Isn't 8 out today? Or whatever the newest
the
disc
past
one?
Season. Yeah.
Well, it's one of those shows that I'll stream that's not on a popular service, but it's a free stream anyways.
Yeah.
And that one and Sons of Anarchy, the only two that I keep, like, up to date on this year, so.
Very nice.
I don't want to turn this podcast into a infomercial for this radio station, so. it is a tubeplus.me. That's the website, and there's a lot of popular TV on there that you can stream. You can get it the day after it airs. You don't have to wait for a delay. You don't have to buy it, but it's not going to be the highest quality.
Mm-hmm.
And you may have to let it buffer at a point.
Yeah, it's just whatever their buffer. Server.
Did someone
buffer.
Say
ding,
buffer?
Ding, ding. You said the secret word.
That's two Pee Wee Herman references in 2 weeks.
You're welcome.
That was good.
I was going to make a joke earlier about replacing her as producer for not watching Firefly, but I can't. I can't do that.
Yeah, you're also hitting stuff, so.
I didn't say I was going to replace her.
Oh,
far from
I see.
It.
I see. I see.
I put Funyuns in my ride. I don't deserve anything.
Technically, you can be the producer for tonight, James, since I'm co-host this evening.
Yes.
But that
all
just
your
means
wildest
that every time,
dreams came true.
Every time that you get out of movie bluff first, you're going to have to look up who the actual, or if there is an actual answer to something.
Yeah. I can do that.
That's what a good
if we're entirely
do.
Making yeah. up actors.
Yeah.
That was so
His
funny.
Name is A-L-G-B. Just have fun.
Algebra.
Have fun.
A fact checker, Dan. That's good quality to have in a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's well played.
Though it's going to be really sketchy for the first round when we play since everyone kind of has to be on
the
honor system.
I was totally going to volunteer since I'm probably going to be completely out of the loop out of what everyone else wants to play in Movie Bluff that I would totally just...
We always softball the first round.
I know, but I suck so bad at names.
we'll figure out something. We'll make a Movie Bluff home game so that there are pictures of people too. Who is this guy?
Yeah.
That sounds like a Kickstarter waiting to happen now.
And then opting in of, like, IMDb or some service that actually has all of those photos.
Yes.
It'll be fun, but what can you do? So, Katie, you actually had the one news story with the boxy. I don't know if you want to take a stroll on that.
Sure, why not? Okay. Something that we've computer work. Okay. Something that we've mentioned before on the Buffering podcast, but I think has only really made it to honorable mention status,
right,
was the boxy. Which is a similar device to the Roku or the Apple TV or any sort of...
Yeah, the Westinghouse and all those companies have their streaming box at this point.
Exactly. So now, I was looking at the Boxy site because I heard some news that they updated it so that it now includes live TV.
Right.
Which essentially just means you pay for the Boxy and then cable comes with it, so you're not paying for cable anymore, you just have the Boxy, and then they can locate whatever shows that you want, and you'll have all of your basic cable on there. So that's pretty cool, along with, you know, all of the same stuff that you'd expect from like Apple TV, where you can look at either your social media profile or have things updated from that, or you can like have things off of your iTunes on there. But that's kind of the big draw of it over the Apple TV, is that it will play pretty much any format of video or music.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't have to be from iTunes. You pretty much use it, I guess, like the big negative that people are finding with it is that it's not quite as user friendly because they're trying to have so many features on it.
Right.
But you get a remote that, like, one side is kind of your basic flipping through, entering, whatever. And then the other side is your QWERTY keyboard. And you kind of just type in whatever you're looking for. And then you can specify it, whether it's, like, on YouTube or you don't know where it is. Or whether it's on, like, you're looking to just use the cable TV part of the service. And then you can get recommendations from your friends from Facebook or wherever that says, like, hey, watch this. This is coming up at this time.
Mm-hmm. As I read this site, I don't think cable channels are on here.
That's kind of what I was reading.
I mean, based on the website, it just says a lot of TV shows and movies are online, but some of the things are still best enjoyed in the moment. Boxy Live TV delivers live sports, local news, special events, and shows from your local broadcast stations like ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC via an HD antenna.
Mm-hmm.
It means way more stuff to watch on a Boxy device with no monthly fees, so why spend so much on cable TV?
Yeah.
So I think it's just pulling...
I might have misspoke here. Yeah.
I think it's just broadcast plus streaming content. So it's broadcast plus Netflix and...
Right.
Hulu and...
Which,
Jimmy and
it's
Bill.
Something that, I don't know, I'm really vague here on the features.
I heard sports, so you'd imagine it would be like maybe get an ESPN or something.
It'd be nice if
they have a couple features, they said, that are kind of like the, what is it that ESPN does?
Well, it's there are a couple of them. I know that if I grab my Apple TV remote, I do have a couple of sports channel things on here where it's, one is the MLB on TV package.
Okay.
Where you can basically watch live baseball. The catch is, if you are in the market where the game is taking place, it's a blackout. So
I'm never in the market where my games take place.
So it would be a good thing for you, but say if I wanted to watch a Twins game, then this is a waste of money for me because it wouldn't work here.
Okay.
So I could watch Brewers, or I could watch the Cubs or White Sox or any
yeah,
other.
Of course, but no Twins.
Right. And then
I can say when I lived in Mississippi, it was the greatest thing on God's green earth because there's no professional teams in Mississippi, so you're never in the local market.
True.
Well, there
so
you
I
go.
Watched the Twins. I watched the Astros, who used to be my National League team, who are now going to be in the American League. And
like the MLB, do they have like the NFL?
Or? They don't have NFL yet, but they do have NBA and NHL.
Okay.
So you can watch hockey and you can also watch basketball. But again, I believe it's the same setup where if you're in market, it's blacked out.
Oh, no, all right, well, see, that's the local programming then. And you said the Boxy would have the local?
Yeah, it says shows from ABC, NBC, CBS.
Okay, so it would have those okay, well.
Cool.
Sports are covered, great.
You can switch between all of that and everything. And then everything that they're streaming, I guess they're kind of boasting that they have a higher quality HD, typically.
Yes, the output on the Apple TV is still limited to 720 for this generation. I have the third generation, I believe.
Cool.
And so it's I mean, realistically, if it's jumping up from 720 to 1080, I'm not going to notice too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's going to be one of those things where it evolves, and there's going to be the step beyond once they get to the 4K stuff. Like, it'll be that difference where it goes from now everyone can tell what standard def is versus HD.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Just because we've gotten used to it. The exposures right. like that. But going back to the sports thing for a second, one thing that's cool is it does give you live sports, live score updates. So you can just do, like, you can get standings, game recaps, stuff like that. But it's just live games. That's where you don't get, let's see.
So yeah, you do get the box scores as the game progresses then. With
yeah. That. So just we'll look at the Cubs. Cubs and Astros. Houston's up 2.
Damn it.
Isn't this like supposed to be the Cubs' worst coming up on like one of their worst seasons again?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yes. You say again, they didn't really have too much talent this year, and I like to think that they underperformed. As a Milwaukee fan, it feels very grateful to say that. I like to think they underperformed and will for a while, as long as I can. But yeah, they really came up short.
I wasn't sure. I thought I'd heard something along the lines of they're going to do as poorly as another notable season, and I can't remember it off the top of my head. It was just kind of one of those headline glances, and that was it.
See, I really haven't looked at a box score for a while or checked out standings for a while after. I wrote my Brewers off after the Granke trade. I wrote a very tasteless column how the team's throwing the towel in and... And all they give it up on competitive baseball in the state of Wisconsin, and then
oh dear,
the sports editor. You know, of course he runs it because I'm the only one in town who knows anything about that, and I can really rant and rave on all Wisconsin sports in North Dakota. So
you're really speaking to the market loudly.
I know, great. Well, the editor, right back to the story, comes up to me and says, "Yeah, you know, you really got this one wrong. Take a look at the standings. Your team's ripping it up." So then I had to retract it and write another column, and I had some fun with that and really poked fun at myself. So I haven't really paid attention to baseball after that whole destruction
mm-hmm.
of my season and, and putting my foot in my mouth in a newspaper column.
It'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we all get those.
Win some, lose some.
You read the newspaper. No, I'm kidding.
Old people in North Dakota.
I read the newspaper.
People who are looking for box scores, if they still print them anymore, mm-hmm. which I...
What's that right here on Apple TV? You didn't see that?
It's true.
Get with the times, James.
Jeez.
Dislike.
But realistically, it's just about time where we should probably move into Movie Bluff.
Absolutely.
But before we hop into that, Katie gets to do the special announcement this week.
I do. I get to switch into my ad voice. Are you so ready?
Go ahead. Yeah, it's all on you.
You can hear Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio.
At the end of this podcast, I really, really want everybody to read that so that at any point you can take a sweet, sweet soundbite of one of us and just insert it in there.
And, like, and maybe, also see how well
Adam's a little
can do
scratchy
them.
That day, you know?
Yeah, and just insert in one word insert. From somebody else.
Yeah.
That'd be hilarious.
Link them all together to have one, like, majorly Stitcher radio thing.
Well, yeah, you could stitch together a Stitcher app.
Oh, we might have to try that
I'm
after.
For it.
It'll also be a really weird reading test for everyone, too.
Mm-hmm. Everyone has to read in the same tone to make it flow.
Once you reach a position of power, you should have everyone who comes in to interview for a job with you read the Stitcher thing. Yeah. And then we'll just pick the best word that everyone says, and we'll put it in a Stitcher radio thing.
That'd be fun.
Put a disclaimer, and this may or may not be used for the Buffering Podcast, which you may or may not have heard of.
Just maybe, if you happen to be in Minneapolis and have this very tight network connection.
Yeah. Or if you just see like Samuel L. Jackson or someone with a particularly smooth voice on the street, I mean, go up and record him saying.
You just have to prompt him, just prompt him for one word.
Yeah.
And just offhanded, mm-hmm. off context.
Yeah.
It'll work.
It will. I'll just be like.
Although, if Samuel L. Jackson is probably going to be a swear. I'm not going to lie to you.
It's going to, you know, that'd be like the second word.
I'd just
word.
Be like, hey, Morgan Freeman, can you just say iPhone?
I assume no one would do a brand plug like that.
Can you right away, say
that'd
don't?
Be the hardest. Yeah, don't. Get away from me. Don't do that. Yeah. Don't. Okay, we got it. Go.
Well, yeah, if you just like poke him or something, he'll be like, don't. And then you have it. Easily harnessed.
Adam's not here right now, so I'm going to sign him up for the running in.
Poking.
And, yeah.
Poking Samuel L. Jackson.
And then leaving. Like, we'll run with the expensive equipment, and Adam can fend
be left
off
behind
Morgan Freeman and James Earl Jones and Samuel Jackson and Liam Neeson and everyone else with
Liam
the
Neeson.
Gorgeously deep voice.
Sounds like a plan. I don't know.
Okay, so Movie Bluff, a couple rules. I want to make sure that everyone's on the same page. Ben, I got you mostly caught up on how it works. There are a couple rules I didn't mention. James, do you know about the trilogy rule?
No.
Okay, so anytime somebody names a movie within a series or trilogy...
Oh, yeah, you cannot.
You can't name the other movies within that series or trilogy for three movies.
Fair enough.
So it just has to space it out a bit.
Okay.
Thereafter, I don't know if we want to do the 45-second thing or just kind of do honor rule for this one.
I'm going to be honoring pretty heavily here, just going past... Pass, but you know,
we try to keep it
I'll
speedy
keep
essentially
it.
So
okay.
If it becomes a problem, I'll pull up the timer.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then is there
we
any
all look like respectable people here.
Yeah, I'm not am I forgetting any of the other fun rules that we do?
I don't
it can be
so.
A movie, but it can
also
be
a
TV television
show.
Yes,
that's always
TV
a good note.
That's
to
sort
make
of
the beginning.
Broadcasted,
so you
taped
can go from movie
editing.
To TV back to movie, or
yes.
Okay.
You can bounce all over the place.
That's one of those things that I forget often, and then afterwards I kick myself because I listen to the episode and I go, "Damn it!"
That's a hint that I drop often whenever anyone's struggling. I'm like, "You can name TV shows.
TV show, come on!"
Says silent producer who's not so silent.
It's okay.
good to know. TV shows, all right. Anything else that we have to know about?
Have fun.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Okay. Have fun. Just try it. And
it's a new rule.
We play
it's
for
a
like
big change from the rest of the Buffering
yeah.
podcast.
What the hell?
Try having some fun. You know?
Have fun, damn it.
Yeah.
God, you don't sound like you're having any fun.
We implore you to
we
have fun.
We koosh-balled this for you.
Stop yelling at me.
We'll have more fun.
Okay, so to start us off...
Softball.
Always try to think of a softball to start out. And I am going to name the person who is going to host the 2013 Oscars.
Yes.
Seth MacFarlane. Movie. Or / TV show. It's always clockwise to start, James.
Yes, excellent. Clockwise to start. Can we legitimately say Saturday Night Live if they host?
Yes.
Yeah.
That does count.
All right. Well, I'll go Saturday Night Live, and then I will say...
Pressure's on for the first round. So tough.
I don't want to be an asshole.
Try me.
Right? I mean, I'll say movie.
So it's another Seth MacFarlane movie to you, Ben.
Okay, another sex one. Oh,
or TV show. I didn't want to say the producer literally be anyone.
It's true. You are the producer, so you need to help.
Seth MacFarlane movie?
Yeah.
Or TV show. Oh, God. Oh, ooh. Family Guy.
And then, do you want to do movie or cast?
Movie.
Movie, so we'll keep it going.
I will go with American Dad movie.
Ted cast.
I'm going to go with Say Hello to Your Mother for Me, Mark Wahlberg. Cast.
So just the cast out of Mark Wahlberg, a movie that he's been in the cast?
No, Ted. Nope.
Ted.
Cast
Ted.
From Ted.
Oh.
I haven't seen the movie, so I really don't know. There's one more big one.
I haven't seen the movie, so I just... besides Mark Wahlberg, but yeah. Pass, I don't know. I haven't seen the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, pass.
I haven't either, but I think I can probably guess what lady was in it. I might be wrong, but Mila Kunis movie.
Mila Kunis, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
close enough.
Close enough. We'll take it. Movie. So I will say that 70s show, but I will also say movie.
Yay.
Oh, crud. And I will say Black Swan, and I will say cast.
Okay.
And so, Raj, since you passed, you are out for this point. So now it goes to Katie.
Natalie Portman, movie.
Hooray! Oh. Thor, movie.
Garden State. I'm trying to think if I can.
If you can name.
Movie. Yeah.
Another Natalie Portman movie. Okay.
Yeah.
V for Vendetta, movie.
The Professional.
Oh,
wow.
Beautiful. That's well played. Beautiful.
But I'm still going to be fair and say movie. We're just going to keep running this one.
All right. Hey. Natalie Portman can keep running as long as she wants, you know.
And interesting, I'm going to go a blonde.
I'm going to go with, and now I'm trying to remember whether it was No Strings Attached or Friends with Benefits.
Yeah, which one was it?
Which one was it?
Like the biggest question of our time.
Yeah, that's really depressing. It's like two movies come out about commitment-free relationships that aren't really commitment-free within 6 months of each other.
With a cute indie actress.
And a well-established male lead slash heartthrob. Although, who doesn't prefer JT to Ashton Kutcher?
No
Am
kidding.
I right? Am I right?
You are right.
Double threat. Triple threat.
Girl
he does. He does own MySpace.
That, you know.
And my heart.
Oh.
You're the worst.
I know.
A, glad Adam's not here.
Sorry,
and
keep
B.
Me around. Don't
right.
tell Adam.
All right. So what do you got? What do you got?
I want to say that No Strings Attached was the Justin Timberlake Mila Kunis.
I do believe you're right.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with, and what was the name of that one? No Strings Attached and Just Friends. I think Just Friends then. What was the Justin Timberlake? Or was it Natalie Portman? I can't remember which pair it was.
You kind of just talked yourself out of it.
Yeah, I kind of just talked myself out of it. I feel like No Strings Attached was the Justin Timberlake one. And that was Justin Timberlake, and I don't even remember which pairing it was now. God, that's really depressing.
Just messed it up.
Yeah. I've totally.
There are other
totally
routes to take if you.
I know, with Natalie Portman. The problem is, do I know what those other routes are? That's really depressing.
There are a couple big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, none that I can think of right now, though. That's unfortunately.
I think this is one of those ones where people are just screaming at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with No Strings Attached. And then I'm going to go cast.
Okay. Now I need to remember if it's No Strings Attached or Friends with Benefits.
To call it shenanigans.
I'm pretty sure that No Strings Attached was the one with Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
And Ashton Kutcher movie.
Both of you are right. So
yay.
Yes.
Good job.
Because let me just say that we don't need a fact checker when it comes to Ashton Kutcher because Dan Whalen.
Oh, I got this. No, it's on Netflix.
He's
so
all
I,
about
I, it's on Netflix, so I've seen it a bunch of times.
That movie is a mind fuck. You don't know what's coming.
It's on
every time
my
I watch
recommended
it, I
and on 4 to 5 other recommended genres. So, yeah.
Okay, so I have Ashton Kutcher movie.
Yes. Enjoy.
And I will say The Butterfly Effect.
Oh, that's good.
And I could be evil because I can say cast.
Well, are you saying cast?
Yes, I just finished with
okay.
with cast. So
okay.
I,
and
I
for
threw
the
down.
Butterfly Effect.
Not to be confused with the Mothman prophecies.
No. Butterfly Effect is the backwards ones. The one that stars the gentleman from My Name is Earl, and his name is Ethan. What's his last name?
That's the catch. Because it's that guy.
I know, and I feel bad because he's been in Kevin Smith movies, and he's been in all sorts of great. He's always the large comic relief, and he's brilliant. He's a brilliant actor.
Yeah,
and I absolutely love him. I mean, especially in Butterfly Effect, like he was so different between the different time streams, and just spot on.
I haven't seen that movie.
Ethan Suplee, and I will go movie.
Okay, then I'll say my name is Earl. Or maybe there's a Kevin Smith movie I can think of that he's been in. Since you dropped Brenda? All those nice hints for me.
Dick.
This is going to get all the way around. Just start thinking of other Ethan Suplee movies.
Okay, I definitely cannot name anyone from My Name is Earl.
What?
Yeah, I can't name them.
You can name at least two. Trust me. Dan and I can.
I'm sure you can.
I could do a couple more.
I'm sure you can.
Okay.
But now I've already fully confessed to it, so
well, Dan, you didn't lock it in.
Out.
You didn't lock it in yet, so.
Well, I guess we'll. No.
Maybe.
I don't really want to be knocked out. What was his name? Ethan. What is it?
Suplee, yeah.
Suplee? Yeah. Ethan Supply.
That was his fallback career.
Probably totally wrong, but, you know, I'm just going to go out kind of fighting and just say Mallrats cast.
You're right, because that's what, you know, we were just exchanging lines about.
Yeah, I thought that was what it was from, and I wasn't entirely certain.
That's not a schooner. That's a sailboat.
New
a schooner is a sailboat.
You know what?
Why can't I see the damn
Bunny isn't
sailboat?
Real. He's just some guy in a suit.
Oh.
Dueling, yelling, large men.
Why can't I see the fucking sailboat? When's it my turn to see the sailboat?
My friend Ian Wolf from high school's cousin was one of the kids in the line to see the Easter Bunny during
and
the movie
the crap they,
because they filmed it at
Eden Prairie Mall. Yeah. Yep, I remember
back when
that.
It sucked.
No, back when it was awesome and 90s riffing.
It was
the palm
so
trees.
Good. Yes.
Oh, you cannot beat those.
Now
things.
It's all weird prairie school, like has nothing to do with Eden Prairie. I love that.
Because palm trees have everything to do with Eden Prairie.
90s palm trees.
Yeah, 90s palm trees.
In a prairie. I'm going to go with Stan the Man Lee movie. Which he just got a pacemaker put in.
I know. Oh. I feel like we could continue to go around Stan the Man Lee because we'll never run out of a certain type of movie. But let's say... let's say The Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, okay. Well, not The Amazing Spider-Man. We'll just say Spider-Man.
Okay.
One.
All
right. And we'll say cast.
Okay. Tobey Maguire, cast.
Now is it? No, that was two. So I guess I will go with Willem Dafoe movie.
And I will go with Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints!
And I will say... I will also say movie.
Oh.
Okay. Who did Willem Dafoe play in Spider-Man 1?
He was Green Goblin. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Osborn.
Just making sure. All right.
Because Dan and I are going to lie about comic book movies.
He was just this cop. He was like 5 minutes in, and then he got like kicked by an electronic dinosaur.
Oh, it's a rule that I get to know who he played.
Okay, what do you got?
Willem Dafoe movie.
I want this point so hard.
I don't think you'll get it from Willem Dafoe.
I'm looking into Katie's face right now, and it is...
I don't know why.
Yeah, but then it bounced to me.
Big doe eyes staring at the ceiling, and that means Katie is drawing a blank.
Wah, wah. I'm just gonna make a guess or something.
No, just give the.
Or wait, no, he told. Oh, never mind that. That
so we're gonna do.
That was sucky of me. Damn you, trilogy rule.
Ready?
Was he in?
There we go. Got it.
Oh, I have this one.
Here we go.
I know he's in one.
I know he's in a movie.
I know one that he's in, and I can't.
Willem Dafoe has been in movies.
The name of the movie.
He's been in at least two. What do you got?
Let me have it.
it still has to go to me.
It'll be between you two then. Do you really
want that? Because if she doesn't get it, I have to name one.
No, unless she would have to call. If she passes, then
don't pass. Just make me prove it. Call shenanigans. No, don't call shenanigans. I have no idea.
Willem Dafoe has been in very few movies.
Okay, I will pass.
Oh. Yeah, it comes to me, and I will say Paris Jetem cast.
Damn it.
I've never even heard of Paris Jetem.
And my answer would be Elijah Wood.
Boo. Boo, Dan, and your knowledge of movies.
Well, I wanted to squash it so we could get Raj back in.
I'm kind of chiming out here, but I didn't hear that one either.
It's a good one. They also did a sequel to it called I Love New York, which came out a couple of years ago.
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
It's a bunch of vignettes, but there were a couple American actors wedged in there. Maggie Gyllenhaal was another one. Fucking who framed Roger Rabbit? What's his name? The
Bob
detective.
Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins was in it.
Hook? I was thinking of Mr. Bean's Holiday.
Mr.
I'm not kidding.
Are you shitting me?
From I was thinking Dafoe?
You know what's fantastic is she was thinking of Mr. Bean's Holiday. I was thinking of Last Temptation of Christ. And that's why when I look over at Katie and she's like doe-eyeing at the ceiling, I'm like, I got this. Please look, I got this. Mr. Bean's Holiday.
I knew his face from that. And then
I had Steve Zissou. I was wondering where that was.
The Life Aquatic, duh.
Okay, so the rule is, Raj, since you were out first, you get to start,
Once
and it goes...
time in Mexico.
Counterclockwise.
Okay.
So we usually start with a softball, so think of an actor, actress, movie, or TV show that you think is common enough where James could pick up on some...
Angelina
option.
Jolie movie.
Like that.
Cool. Hackers. Cast.
Wow. Never saw it, so pass.
What?
I didn't either.
What?
How hackers. Old are you people? We haven't seen Hackers. It's so good. It's called classic.
Missed that one.
Can't recall it.
Okay.
Johnny Lee Miller. Also in Elementary. Boom! 1 point, Shazam! That was the quickest point of all time. Yeah. Movie buff. I'm gonna take a picture of that.
Did you say pass or did you say shenanigans?
I said pass. I said don't know, so pass.
Okay, so what did you say, James?
Hackers.
You said hackers?
No. Yeah.
Cast.
Did he? Okay. Cool. Pass.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure everyone has already successfully done so.
Cool.
He already took his victory
lap.
But
I never said pass.
we all admitted defeat very quickly.
Yes. All right, fair enough.
But that just means it's my turn to start since I was the first one out for that round.
Okay.
And it goes back to James. So let's try this again with Jim Carrey movie.
The Mask cast.
There we go.
Cameron Diaz movie.
Right.
Okay. Bad Teacher.
Ooh.
But also a movie.
Oh, I actually had an answer for
that. That's really sweet of you.
Because
that would have been a quick pass. The desk in the front row. Some kid
its
actors.
Name is Woody Drawer.
Charlie's Angels 2
full
cast.
Throttle. He's going full throttle on this one.
Because there are two easy answers for
this. There's two answers, but there's only one I will give because I dislike the other actress. And so I will say Drew Barrymore.
You don't like the other actress?
Lucy Liu?
Yeah.
Have you
look
seen...
up Lucy Liu, Bill Murray. read the story. Let's talk later.
Okay.
And I will say Drew Barrymore, and I will say
movie.
E.T. movie.
Yes.
Okay. Donnie Darko.
Ooh.
And let's go cast.
I want to say Jenna Malone, but instead I'm going to say Jake Gyllenhaal. Movie.
Wow, there's so many delightful Jake Gyllenhaal movies. And I can't think of any of them. Jake Gyllenhaal. It's really depressing when you can't think of a movie from an actor that you actually like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we'll go Source Code. Because I remember that one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say movie, because hopefully that'll give me time to more think of more movies.
On Jake Gyllenhaal, then?
Yes.
Brokeback Mountain.
Oh.
Cast.
Damn it. I was hoping you'd say movie. Okay.
Did you just have a really good one set up?
I have no idea for the cast on that one, but so...
Okay, then name someone in the cast of Brokeback Mountain.
I think I have another one.
Are you passing, though?
I'm no, saying she's
calling shenanigans.
Yeah, so name another person in Brokeback Mountain.
It wasn't Heath Ledger.
Don't nod.
I didn't actually acknowledge
until after he had finished.
Yeah. Okay.
I tilted my head as if to indicate I appreciate the challenge. Shenanigans, you say?
So, Katie, you are out, and it bounces to me. But since you named Heath Ledger, you have the decision to say movie or cast to. Do another, have me do another Brokeback Mountain cast member.
I'll do movie.
Thank you. 10 Things I Hate About You cast.
I'm trying to think of how nasty I can be. And if I can back it up, if you call shenanigans.
I have some good ones to throw in this one. And I think I might have a kill, but I don't know.
Don't kill. Killing is bad.
I'm proud of it, though. I'm proud to actually have a couple answers for that one. Never mind.
Mm. But Raj is still in it, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So,
10 Things I Hate About You.
I will go with Julie Stiles, and I will say movie.
Okay.
So it's
Julia Stiles,
Julia Stiles movie.
There are a couple good ones.
They all escape me though at the moment here.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of them she doesn't have a lot of leading roles and stuff of which I am aware, but I can think of her as a great accessory character.
Oh, she had one too.
Accessory.
Like a princess of some sort or. Something along those lines.
Maybe like a dragon.
A flowing gown on it. I don't know if you're giving me a hint or not.
No, I was...
Julia Stiles as the dragon.
Actually, that sounded a lot like Julia Stiles, Katie. That's very good. I don't know if you're trying to do impersonation, but you had that good.
She's not that hard to impersonate for me.
Everfast movie.
Thank you, though.
Everfast?
Oh. Yeah, I'm not going to pass anymore.
I'm going to challenge and say that isn't a movie.
You don't even have to open Everfast. The laptop, Katie. Okay.
Everfast? I don't know that.
Is that the one where she played
the movie that you were looking for was Ever After, and that actually stars Drew Barrymore?
It was. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry there.
Oops. Yeah. Okay, so that means it's Julia Stiles'
maybe she was in that movie.
Movie to me.
To you.
And to that, I will say... Born Identity cast.
Yarp. And I will say Matt.
Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Everyone chimes in.
And I will say movie.
The Talented Mr. Ripley movie.
Ooh, fantastic. I will say Dogma cast. I mean, I could go Matt Damon all day. I love me some Matt Damon, but
yeah.
I will.
Damon.
Well, I'm feeling ashamed by not remembering this name at this point. So instead, I will say, Alanis Morissette. Cast.
And I will say Ben Stiller, cast. Let's have a dogma off.
Dogma off.
You and me. Two men enter. One man leaves.
Was Ben Stiller in?
Oh, he was. So hard. Is it just you and me?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Can you give the host tips?
No, no, absolutely not. No.
No?
Dan does.
Monetary tips or like.
Tips? Oh, yeah. Monetary tips. That's good.
No, don't worry about that.
No, no. It's not that. It's just I can't think of. I'm trying to think of the moment when Ben Stiller is in it.
Dude,
versus
he's...
Ben Affleck.
Oh, no. Ben Stiller not in it.
Which is why I was
I thought you said Ben Affleck, and I was like, Ben Stiller? No. No, Ben Stiller definitely not in it. Which Ben Affleck definitely in it.
So,
but you said Ben Stiller.
Yeah, you said Ben Stiller.
No, you said Ben Stiller.
You said Ben Stiller.
I did not say Ben Stiller.
We actually could.
No, you said if Ben Still is Ben Stiller in it, and I said no.
That's why I was
confused.
That's the name you said after.
No, you said Matt Damon. I said Alanis Morissette. You said Ben Stiller. That's why I had that really puzzled look on my face.
No, I meant Ben Affleck.
That's what I heard.
Oops.
If you want to take the point, you can take the point. But there's no way that I would.
Make
that
mistake.
Ben Stiller isn't that. Are you feeding me two gingers?
Yeah.
How about if I can name four other people in the movie?
Oh, everyone can name four other people in the
then
movie.
Then we keep going. Not I get the point.
No, I'll ignore it based on confusion.
Cred.
And cred.
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 Cred. Cast cred.
Cast cred.
Cred.
Would you like to use your cast cred on this?
Yeah, you good around here.
I will say Janine Garofalo movie.
Excellent. And I will say Mystery Men cast.
William H. Macy movie.
Ooh. Nice. I will say Fargo. And I will say...
What you got?
I don't know.
The Blue Ox by Brainerd.
Yeah. That's another thing.
I'll say cast.
Steve Buscemi movie.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yay,
cast.
Quentin Tarantino movie.
From Dusk Till Dawn. And I will say...
Commit. Just
cast.
Cheech Marin movie.
And I will say Cheech and Chong up in smoke. And I will say movie.
The Lion King cast.
Oh, you people and your animated Disney features just killing me.
Oh, everybody the names I could name.
Everybody look right.
Let's see. One, two.
Everywhere you look.
Three.
Okay, I can sing all the songs. That's not the question. If you want me to sing right now, I can start singing literally
four.
Every single time.
You might get
time.
Some more cred.
My brother has all of the Disney movies
five.
On his hard drive, mm-hmm. You know, that he's ripped. And so I had The Lion King on, and literally, whenever we would stream off of my hard drive on my or on my girlfriend's TV, before I would put the actual movie on when she wasn't paying attention, I would put on The Lion King because at the beginning you get the Nazi Henya Babari.
Hey, babe, the movie's starting. No,
yeah, and she would, and yeah, sometimes when you see her. Have her on here or any other things she will not appreciate that. So it's not a matter of.
I want to do that. I want
songs. It's a matter of
download
actors.
All my movies onto a similar format that Dave has, and then just put that at the beginning of every single movie. That is Project
Misnomer every time. Yeah.
That's one of the lovely things about
see
newer
how fast Adam breaks
televisions,
up
like all the Samsung televisions. You can just plug an external in via USB. And navigate all of the movies,
right.
Music, everything. Wonderful.
All right, way to stall. What
nothing.
Do you got? You got nothing? No.
No, I have nothing. I'm not gonna bother with the point. You can have the point.
But you know, this is actually a good time for us to wrap up as well.
Wonderful.
So I'll take that second point. And James, since you were the last person standing other than me, do you have anything to plug, anything that's going on Friday or thereafter that you want folks to know about?
I got nothing except for if you're in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, go to Polestar.com or go to First Ave or go to anyone. There are so many good musicians coming into town or that have been in town. Ben Folds, Regina Spektor, the John Spencer Blues Explosion, POS, Brother Ali. If I had the money, I could go to a concert
every week
for the rest of the year and never be disappointed. So get out, support local music, go pick up the new Brother Ali album, pick up the new Mike Michelon album, pick up the new POS album, pick up the latest John Spencer Blues Explosion album, get out there, follow me at James Wheeler, capital M, capital N for Minnesota, and download the Buffering Podcast. And don't just download, but listen.
we can take subscriber numbers too, it's okay. But Raj, what about you? Do you have anything going on Friday or thereafter that either you're involved in or that you know about that you want other people to know about?
I will be watching my friend Josh and Jamie get married. That will be Saturday night.
Everyone come see.
That's the big party. There's going to be
don't just download.
Come and see how good
listen.
I'm on vacation. I'm away from all things active. And in Jamestown, there's not too much active besides the occasional band at a bar.
And the college.
We'll get one band. Well, at the college.
I know they have soccer. I have a high school friend that went there for women's soccer on scholarship, so I'm just saying.
And it's a town named after James, so
there's several Jamestowns. The Majid Bakis, Gnawa, and Ensemble will be coming to Jamestown on the 11th. Tickets $10 adults at the high school at 7:30, so be there. It's some good Moroccan music. One of four cities in the nation to get the honor. Just don't download it because I don't think you can. But they're on YouTube if you want to listen.
And then do you want to plug yourself in terms of getting people to read your column and articles and such?
You can find my column on JamestownSun.com once a week. I have a sports column. And I do have a blog, areavoices.com/ontherecordwithben. There's also a link to the JamestownSun.com when I am on there, my blog. So check it out if you get the chance. I appreciate the page views and the clicks.
And then are you on Twitter?
I am on Twitter at JSB Rogers, JS for the Jamestown Sun. And I'll tweet what's happening in the middle of North Dakota if you want to know about it.
Woo!
All right.
Katie, how about you? What do you have going on Friday or thereafter that is worth mentioning?
Most of the things that I'd be wanting to plug aren't until, like, later in October, early November.
Well, just go for it.
You know. I don't
or not sense. Even.
I'll just make Adam do it a little closer to the time. Plus, most of the stuff that I'd be plugging is the same stuff that he's going to be plugging. So, I'll spare you.
Single, double, triple plug.
Yeah.
Whatever.
The more the merrier.
Yeah, totally. Mostly has to do with, he's mentioned Madness on here before, which is by the Unit Playwright Collective. It's a set of 10-minute plays that they do once a month. I totally am blanking. I think it's a Tuesday. The Tuesday before my birthday, which I could do the weekday number-ins about, but I don't really feel like it.
So late-ish,
mid-late
October, Tuesday sometime.
Yeah. Yeah, and I might be writing for that one, so that's
cool.
Yeah. Otherwise, I'll be in it. Other than that, I'll leave it at that. You can follow me on Twitter at capital C-A-I-T-Y _ capital S-H-E-A at Katie Shea. Katie _Shea. Also, you can follow my speech team at... I don't have it.
Isn't it...
E-H
speech.
Yeah, that's it. It's at E-H speech.
Which is also maintained by Curtis James. Yep, who was on last week.
Delightful head coach. It's good stuff. I'll be forcing him to make Anchorman-related tweets about how good we look in our suits and things such as that. So look forward to it. Follow us.
Does
we like having
you
followers.
At speech.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Speech.
You know. Just checking. Is that how you introduce yourself at speech competitions?
Speech.
Be like, hi, we collectively are speech.
Well, it's not drawn out.
That sounded, yeah, that sounded like there was like two or three H's.
Speech.
Speech.
We got this.
You should change your name. You should change your name to, speech.
Oh.
If you're going to address Anchorman like
this. That's true. This is a great impression. Okay, how about you, Dan? What do you have to plug?
There's a lot of great comedy also coming through town at Acme, as well as the Cedar Cultural Center. A number of things. Something that I'm going to see Pete Holmes. I believe it's October 14th, whatever that Sunday is.
14th.
Yep, October 14th. Cedar Cultural Center. That's going to be really fun, but I know Doug Benson's coming back. Arch Barker is coming back. A number of other people are coming back. So check out lots of live comedy in Minneapolis. So that's it for episode 54. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, James, for being on the show. And you know, joining us for the Buffering Podcast. And Katie, thank you for filling in for Adam while he is scratchy, I guess, would be the best word for it.
And whatever, you know.
Just not infecting the pop screen.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
Helping all of us out.
That's what I'm here for.
So thank you very much for being on the show. And we will see everyone next week for episode 55. Bye.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
See you later. Bye.
Hello.